So much in the songs that we have just sung, we talk about the blood of Christ, the mighty word that he brought. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Hear ye me. The word that he brought to us, he was it. And the blood that was shed, what a great sacrifice and what a great thing that God brought forth through Jesus Christ, that we have that power of salvation. This morning I'd like to read from Colossians, the first chapter. Again, this is, as Brother Dale brought out, many words of Paul in these chapters. And as he wrote to the church at Colossae, I began reading this chapter, and so much in this that he prayed for these brethren pertain to Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that he gave, and the power of the Word of God that came to us that we believe in and become Christians. And that's what we remember as we come together with the Lord's Supper each and every week. On the board? Okay. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, and I'd like for you to follow me as closely as you can to get the thoughts that I'd like to bring out on this. Beginning in the chapter, of course, is Paul greeting these, and we'll read this to lay the groundwork for what we'd like to talk about here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is the faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to you, declared to us your love in the Spirit. The great wishes, the great prayers that Paul, Timothy, Epaphras has for these brethren. These brethren are Christians, saints in the church, in the body of Christ. And so let's continue to read. Follow with me, if you will, in verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. I'm going to stop there for a moment. I want us to transfer our thoughts from Paul, Timothy, and all that are praying for these brethren. As this message comes to us, who is praying with us and for us? Well, look down your shirt collar. It's each one of us praying for each one of us. We continue to do that. This congregation is the family of God. This church is part of the body of Christ. And there's no apostle out there. There's plenty of people everywhere praying for us, I'm sure. But we need to pray, look around. We pray for one another in sickness, in health, in Bible study, learning. That's what we need to do. We need to do that. That is part of our life. So keep that thought in mind as we read how Paul prayed, but it's each and every one of us praying for one another continually. We need to be, I'll pick up again in verse 11, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Place those thoughts upon yourself. That's what we are. That's what we have. He has delivered us, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. That's what we are. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus Christ? He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Do we gather from the reading the importance and the greatness that God has brought forth to us through Jesus Christ, brought Jesus to this world to live in this, to feel and to know and everything that we suffer, but yet to overcome and die for each and every one of us, that we can come out of darkness and come into the light as it would be, to the knowledge and the knowing of all. As we partake of this, we see the great power of God and Jesus Christ. And Jesus simply said, please remember me. When you think about this, when you have this in your mind continually. And I wanted to take this scripture to point out to us, as I have already said, that we are the ones that are praying for each other in this congregation. There's all kinds of prayers that go forth for us everywhere, for Christians. But this congregation here, it's we that prays for you and you and you and I and you. That is my point that I wanted to bring forth and show forth the great love that God has for us, that Christ has for us, and we are part of His body, the church. Gentlemen.